Good evening, sorry. Thank you all for coming. Okay, we've got a very... I didn't have any requests this week except one, so you've got to put up with a lot of my choices, I'm afraid. Just a reminder that if anyone wants to choose for these services, you can just email Ian with your choice, if you're getting sick of the same songs, or if you want new ones, or if there's something you particularly like. Okay, we're going to start with Great Is Thy Faithfulness. To sit or stand when you're singing, I don't mind, and I won't keep telling you to sit or stand, you can just do whatever. So the first song that we're going to sing is one that we've sung a couple of times, I believe, but not lately, and it's been chosen by Linda, and it's by Lou Fellingham, and it's called Everlasting Arms. Do you want to say anything?
Well, I was just going to say, we used to go along to mission worship, Mum and I, and Lou Fellingham always used to sing and do workshops there. It was like a little conference for 4 days, normally in November time. And so I like Lou Fellingham music. I've listened to some Lou Fellingham music, and I didn't actually know this one. I know it's not new, and in fact, I know some of you have sung it here before a few years ago, but I hadn't heard it before. And there was just someone at work, and we share music together, and every so often I'll send her a little clip of something on YouTube and say, have you heard this one? This is a really good one. And I knew she was having a really tough week, and I just thought the words of this were brilliant, not for her, for all of us, just for her rather. You know, the fact that it says, when we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed and the day is half done, when we've reached the end of our earthly resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. And I just think the words are just super. I think we do need to lean hard. I think sometimes we try and use our own energies, we try and use our own resources. We don't tend to turn to God until it's the very last minute and we think to ourselves, oh my goodness, you know, I really can't do it anymore. And he's probably thinking, why didn't you come to me 3 days ago when you were struggling like mad? Because I was here waiting. So yeah, brilliant tune, brilliant words.
Thank you. Good one, wasn't it? I don't know how many of you knew it. Did you like it? That's good. Okay, if you want to sit, we're gonna pray. Lord, thank you for bringing us all here, and thank you that your arms are always open, and please teach us to lean hard into them as soon as we need you and not at the last minute. Thank you for bringing everyone here, and you have said that where there is just two or three gathered, there you are. I know there's not many people here this evening, but we know that you're here. Okay, amen. Go from your country, your people, and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. just think sometimes we'll notice differences immediately when we pray to God, and sometimes it will take a long time and we might only see them gradually, and sometimes we might never ever actually see things ourselves, and but just knowing that he will carry us. Okay, we're going to sing Waymaker now.
Thank you.
You are the way maker, and you do never stop working. Okay, next two songs we're going to sing, Be Still and Know That I Am God. It's probably the version that you won't think it is. It's the Stoley version. And then straight into There's a Place Because of You.
I will be glorified and praised, Lord.
The next one we're going to sing is Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. It mentions this song in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom for captives and to release from darkness the prisoners. So Spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. The limitlessness of God's power and knowledge can feel intimidating, similar to standing on the edge of an ocean during a storm. But when we really understand God's sovereignty, we find that his mighty power was at work through his Son to reconcile humanity back to him. With God's sovereign power, Jesus dwelt on earth, completely holy and yet completely man. Because of his love for us, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, setting us free from the eternal death of sin. So our next song is Sovereign Over Us. Just covers all kinds of things, really. When we're sad, we'll find strength there. And there's beauty in our tears, it says. So yeah, we're going to sing that. Thank you. Sorry, it was a quick sit down.
Thank you.
bring up your prayers to him, either to yourself or out loud if you want. Jesus, we thank you that you are faithful, and we thank you that you are always here and nothing ever changes. And our next song is When the Music Fades. It's about bringing our worship to him, but it bringing just stripped back, everything stripped back, and just us coming to him in worship. Doesn't matter if we've got nothing else, if we're not rich, if we're not whatever. It says, though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. So, yeah.
Longing just to
we're going to sing is There Is a Day.
There is a day.
Okay, the next to last song we're going to sing is Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
There is no more for heaven now to be. He is my.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming. It's quite an early one, but it's because I've chosen all the songs, I think, so no one's been talking except me, sorry.
You've done well.
Thank you. Thank you. As I said, if anyone wants to choose any for praise and worship, then see one of us or email Ian with your choice. He won't make you speak if you don't want to, but if you want to have a choice, then yeah. And thank you all for coming. And I thought as we finish, we could sing this to each other, this song. I hope people know it. I think it's quite old one, so I think it's fine. I think that's where Julie went. And I think there's biscuits. Okay. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.